following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Sorry for the late start of today's show, but I did have a little fender bender on the way into the studio. But I'm here now, and we've got a great show planned for you, just starting a little later than anticipated. Also, we need to welcome someone into the world today. Aaron and Dariel Singerman gave birth this morning at 7:30 a.m. to a 6-pound, 10-ounce baby boy named Asher Charles Singerman. So I want us all to wish them well with their new baby. You know, Aaron is going to be a great dad. Congratulations to the both of them. So there you go. Okay. I want to get right to the subject at hand. I've got on the show today, just one second here. What's that? Yes, yes, we'll send flowers. We'll send flowers. And you know what? If everybody wants to go to Facebook, I'll have pictures of the baby up there, a little bit later. Okay. So we have to the show today, Noel Patton. How you doing, Noel?
Hey, I'm doing very well, Carl.
And Noel, for those of you who may not be aware, is the founder of TA Sciences. And this is the company that manufactures TA65, the only, clinically shown telomerase activator in the world. Is that correct? Is that an overstatement, Noel?
No, I think that's correct.
Okay. Before we get into the whole science behind telomerase, telomeres, and so on, tell the brief story about how TA Sciences came about with the discovery made by a company called Geron, I want to say, what, about 8-9 years ago?
Well, actually, over 10 years ago. The story started like this when I got interested in anti-aging medicine for myself, and I heard a professor speak at a black tie dinner and spoke about telomeres and telomerase and how you could make cells immortal. And after that, after his talk, I pulled him aside and said, "Well, how can I get a hold of some of this immortality stuff?" And he laughed and said that the university, which was the University of Texas Southwest, had licensed all their telomere biology to a company called Geron in Menlo Park, California. So I called Geron the next day, flew up, met with the CEO, and ended up making an investment, private placement, into this publicly held company. And so because of that, I was around when they discovered the molecule that we call TA65, and so I licensed that technology from them, and that was 10 years ago. And then for the first 5 years, we were developing that technology of how to extract this rare molecule from the plant, and then to do safety studies to be sure that what we were going to give to humans, including myself being the first one to ever take the product, be sure it was safe. And then we introduced TA65 onto the market as a nutritional supplement 5 years ago.
I think it's interesting because those of us who find our way into the world of anti-aging medicine typically find our way there for selfish reasons, because we want to benefit. Unlike any other segment of medical adventure, I mean, typically the guys working on diabetes don't necessarily have diabetes. They're not trying to find a cure for themselves. But those of us who embrace anti-aging medicine, typically we have a desire to benefit from the breakthroughs. I think that's one of the unique things about anti-aging medicine, that actually creates an intrinsic honesty in it. Because we are not going to lie to ourselves and take something that's not working for us. What do you think about that statement, Noel? Have you put any thought into that before?
Well, I think it's a true statement, but I've actually not thought of it that way. But I do think that, you know, we're all aging human beings, and of course, when we're in our teens and 20s and maybe 30s, we think we're immortal. But anybody 40 and over starts to notice that the clock's ticking, and most of us would like to do something about that. So we do have a motivation, very personal motivation for ourselves, for our parents and loved ones, as well, of course, for humanity in general. But most people are looking out for themselves first and humanity second.
Okay, so with that being said, let's discuss briefly. There was a Nobel Prize given for the discovery of the telomere, was there not?
The Nobel Prize was given to three American scientists 3 years ago for the discovery of the enzyme telomerase. And telomerase is an enzyme that causes telomeres to grow longer. If you want, maybe for some of your listeners who don't know what a telomere is or telomerase, maybe I should
please
explain that a little bit?
Yes, of course.
Oh, okay. Well, in every cell in our body, and we have something like 100 trillion cells, it's really a big number of cells, and they all started out from that one single embryo. Fascinating science. So we have all these cells, and in the nucleus of every cell, there are 23 pairs of chromosomes. So 23 from your father and 23 from your mother. And those are wrapped around each other in the famous double helix discovered by Watson and Crick 50-some years ago that started the whole biotech industry or area of science.
Right.
So anyway, so you have 46 chromosomes in every cell, 23 pairs, and each chromosome is a long thing, and it's got two ends. So there are 92 telomeres in every cell, the telomeres being the ends, both ends of each of the 46 chromosomes. And these telomeres, they're made out of DNA, but they don't have any genetic material in them. I mean, they don't code for genes. They don't code for proteins. They're not genes. They're just there to protect the integrity of the chromosomes and the integrity of the human genome. Like the plastic tip at the end of a shoelace, its purpose is to protect the shoelace from unraveling. Telomeres are there to protect the chromosomes, in effect, from unraveling. And just like when you lose that plastic tip on your shoelace, it doesn't work anymore. You can't fit it through the eyes of the eyelets of the shoes. Telomeres get too short, chromosome has all kinds of problems. Short version, it signals cell death. So these telomeres are the protective end caps on the chromosomes. And every time a cell divides, a telomere gets a little bit shorter.
And isn't that because, and it's important to state this so people understand it, the telomere is just slightly more sophisticated than that, just that plastic tip. And I understand where you're going with this is the simplification. But what people need to understand is every time your DNA divides, it loses some, let's say, resolution, okay? And it gets its spare parts to keep itself intact from the telomeres. The telomeres are actually kind of like the repair kit and toolbox, so that keeps the DNA from becoming degraded, if you will. And so it's natural for the telomeres to shorten over time, but there are some habits and risky lifestyles and things that actually will make them shorten faster. We'll talk about that later. But the idea behind your science is that this telomerase actually can increase the length of the telomere, or at least keep it stable. Isn't that correct?
Yes, that's right. And telomerase can actually add back DNA to the shortening telomeres to make them longer. Another way to look at a telomere is like a fuse on a stick of dynamite. It starts out with a certain length, and as it burns down, you're just getting closer and closer to where it blows up. So when telomeres get too short, the cell blows up in the sense it goes, becomes senescent, or it dies, or you can get double strand breaks and mutations in the chromosomes, and so on. So if you can lengthen that fuse, then that means you have more time before the cell dies. And if you can keep that fuse long, even though it's burning, if you keep it long enough, if you have some way to add back fuse, length of fuse to it, the dynamite will never blow up. And that's what telomerase does. It adds back, it's actually DNA subunits, to the telomeres so that they can actually grow longer. And I guess while I'm at this, so that means that a cell can live longer. If the telomeres are longer, this biological clock, which is the shortening telomere, gets lengthened and the cell will live longer.
Well, here, we have to take a break. No, hold on. Hold your thought, okay? Because this is where I want to go anyway. I want to discuss cellular senescence and the reversal of cellular senescence, because there's plenty of good research out there that shows that increasing telomerase can actually start to turn back the clock, not just keep them from getting older, but actually start making cells repair and become younger. We're talking with Noel Patton. He is the founder of TA Sciences. TA Sciences makes TA65, a supplement that I now take every single day, because I understand that this may be the only supplement out there that really, really has an anti-aging effect. And we're going to talk more about that when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
You already know how great the Testa 100 transdermal testosterone boosting patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testa 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4 Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. A little later in the show, we're going to talk about the different celebrities that love TA-65. Was that an overstatement, Noel? Was I pandering by saying that TA-65 is probably the only supplement out there that actually has evidence of the what we think of when we think of anti-aging? When we think of anti-aging, we think about turning back the clock. When we think about anti-aging, we think about, you know, what was that Ponce de Leon was in search of?
The Fountain of Youth.
The Fountain of Youth. I mean, you know, isn't that what we think of when we think of anti-aging? And isn't that, in fact, the one thing that a telomerase activator, and when we talk about telomerase activators, we have to talk about TA-65 exclusively because it's the only clinically proven one. Isn't that what we're talking about here? Can it actually reverse cellular senescence?
Well, yes, it can. And we have shown this in live human cells in the laboratory. When you lengthen telomeres, as we discussed earlier, that allows a cell to live longer, to divide more times. It's lengthening that fuse, as we talked about. But telomeres are, as you pointed out, much more than that. It's the shortening telomeres that signal gene expression in the cell. Now, what does that mean? What's the difference between, say, look at your hand and imagine those cells there. You see the skin on your hand, and then imagine what your hand skin looked like on your hand when you were, say, a baby. Well, there's a big difference. Your skin was much younger and subtler and more beautiful when you were younger. But yet the genes in your cells, in your skin, are exactly the same today as they were then. We were born with our genetic makeup and we die with our genetic makeup. Doesn't change. So what's the difference? Well, the difference is that some genes that were turned on when you were a baby are now turned off, and vice versa. And some are half turned on and half turned off.
And actually, these genes that we're talking about play an amazing role in the degeneration and degradation of whole organ systems. They're called neonatal cells. And in fact, science is trying to discover how to reactivate neonatal cells in people who are suffering from heart failure, because they've found out that if you can reactivate neonatal cells genes, you can actually have the heart repair itself by itself.
Yeah, that's an area that I'm not knowledgeable enough to comment on. But what I can say is that shortening telomeres tell that cell that it's getting older, and it turns on and off different genes, and that's what causes the aging process in the cell.
Isn't it also thought that it's sheerly a result of, for lack of better terms, and not using lots of scientific verbiage, isn't it really an effect of as the gene degrades its message? Because the gene is basically a blueprint, and it's like if you had a blueprint and it got rained on, and the rain kind of made some of the ink run, and it got blurry, and you didn't know if this wall was 16 feet away or 6 feet away. So you just interpret, and you go, I think it's supposed to be 6 feet away, and all of a sudden you end up with a completely different structure than intended. Isn't that an oversimplification of what happens when genes start to degrade as a result of telomere shortening?
Well, it's the chromosome that degrades from telomere shortening, and it's in the chromosome has these the chromosomes have these 20,000 genes on them. So the concept of what you said is correct, but it's the chromosomes that are degrading.
Okay. Okay. So getting back to reversing cellular senescence, The research that you did in the lab on human cells, just give us a brief summary of what you learned from that.
Well, by adding telomerase into living human cells, then you lengthen the telomeres. And then when the telomeres are longer, then the cells live longer, as we said. As a matter of fact, if you keep telomerase active all the time, then a cell becomes it's immortal. It will not die of old age, provided that you don't hit it with a hammer or poison it, or it has to be kept fed and so on. But it won't die of old age if there's a constant supply of telomerase to re-lengthen these telomeres. And as we also said, that the longer telomeres signal the cell that it's a younger cell, and so the cell actually becomes young again.
Okay, now we have to now inject a discussion because of what you said about keeping telomerase active for longer periods of time. The only detractors out there that come forth and talk about telomerase in a negative way, like my friend Aubrey de Grey, who believes that increasing telomerase is going to affect the development of cancers. So let's talk about that for a second and just kind of get that out of the way right up front. Isn't it true that by maintaining integrity of DNA, you can actually keep from developing the mutations that lead to cancers? So why would people think that by increasing telomerase would increase cancers risk?
Well, the reason that this has come up, and by the way, most of the scientific community now does not think that telomerase is an oncogene or can cause cancer, because there's just been so many studies that have shown that that's not happening. But it was founded or started this thing by the theoretical concept that telomerase keeps cells alive longer, and that by being alive longer, this would somehow cause cancer. And the tie-in is that cancer cells are immortal, and the reason they're immortal is that they have the enzyme telomerase turned on permanently, full blast, all the time. So they're immortal. So you can't make something that's immortal more immortal. So a telomerase activator will have absolutely no effect on an existing cancer cell, because it's already got telomerase as active as it can possibly be, is permanently that way. So a telomerase activator just doesn't have an effect, good or bad, on an actual cancer cell.
Right.
And by the way, there are good cells in our body that are also immortal. Those are germline cells. That's eggs and sperm, our reproductive cells.
Right.
Those sperm cells in particular divide millions of times every day, and a 90-year-old man can father a child that's a baby, and that's because that telomerase has kept the telomeres in those sperm cells long. So just having telomerase and keeping a cell young is not a bad thing. It's exactly what you want in your good cells.
Now, isn't it also true that there is some research going on in Asia that has linked a telomerase activator like TA65, for instance, to changing the way the immune system works, kind of revving it up, so that I think they're using, I stand to be corrected, but it's been a while since I read this research, but I could have sworn that either in Japan or China, they have been using telomerase activation in dealing with HIV, AIDS. Are you familiar with this research at all?
Well, I'm quite familiar with the concept. I'm not familiar with the exact research that you're talking about. HIV AIDS is actually a telomere shortening disease, although you don't normally hear of it referred to that way. That it is scientifically accurate to say that. Now let me explain that. If a person becomes infected with the HIV virus tomorrow, you don't get sick the next day. you're fine for usually a period of years. And what's going on in that period of time? Well, your immune system is attacking those HIV-infected cells. Those cells themselves don't do you any harm. The fact that they're infected doesn't do you any harm. But your immune system senses that these are infected bad cells when they're really maybe not bad, and it attacks those cells and tries to kill them. But it never wins the battle. So you keep throwing these soldiers in the immune system into the fight, and over the years, you run out of immune cells. And that's why you HIV virus-infected people end up with AIDS, which is acquired immune deficiency.
Ah.
Their immune system goes bad, it gets worn out fighting this virus that doesn't really need to be fought, but it never can win the battle, so you end up with no immune system. And the reason you have no immune system is because every time any cell divides, telomeres get shorter. So with the immune system in overdrive fighting this virus, the telomeres get shorter and shorter and shorter, and finally they get so short that your immune system can't produce more immune cells, and you've got full-blown AIDS, and up until a few years ago, that was a fatal sentence.
So just by increasing the telomerase for those cells of the immune system, you can actually get that person to live longer?
Well, that's the theory. By activating telomerase, you can keep those immune cells functioning and dividing more of this immune stem cells, so you can make more and more immune cells. And as long as you have enough immune cells, the virus doesn't bother you. It's the fact that when you deplete your immune cells that you have the problem. So I would love to see a human trial on AIDS patients who with a telomerase activator. It has been shown in the lab that there's effect on HIV and AIDS cells when there's a telomerase activation takes place. It can really help bring back those cells out of senescence.
Very interesting. All right, we have to take a commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk now, since we've kind of talked about how the telomere and telomerase work, and when we come back, we're going to touch on some of the other diseases that are related to telomere shortening, and then I want to talk about therapeutic use of TA65. We're talking with Noel Patton. He is the founder of TA Sciences. They are the manufacturer of TA65. This is the only proven telomerase activator out there. And if you understand what we're talking about here, the science here, this is your one chance at reversing cellular senescence. Reversing cellular senescence is reversing the aging of your body, all of the cells. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER. Today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product, bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to AgeForce.com today.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSupps.com. MrSupps.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSupps.com can deliver the goods, and no one beats MrSupps.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones, because MrSupps.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSupps.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSupps.com. That's MrSupps.com. Cutting-edge products at wholesale prices.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. If you want to learn more about TA65, it's really easy. When you're at superhumanradio.com, just click one of the TA65 banner ads. You'll be transported right to the website. There's lots of great information about this science that we're discussing, if you want to get more in depth. Okay. No, a lot of diseases related to aging can be traced back now to telomere shortening. Can it not?
Yeah, it's interesting. There have been a number of scientific papers written over the last 3 or 4 years that identify almost all the diseases of aging correlated with short telomeres. Now, at first people said, well, that could just be a correlation. It's
right.
Not the short telomeres that cause the aging. It just goes along with it. But now a number of scientists are saying that the root cause, I'll repeat that, the root cause of aging is shortening telomeres. And so in that sense, then there's a whole category of diseases, these diseases of aging that you could call telomeropathic diseases caused by shortening telomeres. Now imagine you've got, say, Alzheimer's and cardiovascular disease. Now, if you have either one of those diseases, you're going to go to an entirely different doctor, and there's there's no connection whatsoever. Or if you have lung disease. So if you have lung disease, you'll go to a pulmonary specialist. If you have cardiovascular things, you're going to go to a heart doctor. And Alzheimer's, you'll go to somebody that studies neurons. And yet all three of those are likely to be caused by the same thing, shortening telomeres. But once you've got these diseases, at that point, dealing with the telomeres is too late. You're already, already really sick. You've already had all this problem. But from a preventative medicine standpoint, if you could keep those telomeres from getting short in the first place, theoretically, you could avoid having these diseases of aging.
Okay, so now let's talk about TA65 for a second. A single capsule of TA65 contains how much of the active ingredient?
Trying to think. We measure them in
units. Right, exactly.
And it's 25 units per capsule, because a full dose of taking four capsules a day is 100 units. What is a unit? A unit is how much of the TA65 molecule actually gets into the blood.
Mm.
This is measured by pharmacokinetic blood studies. And this is a key thing. You can test a molecule in a lab and show that it activates telomerase, but when you swallow it, does it get into your bloodstream or not?
Right.
And the key thing is how much gets into your bloodstream, and that's why we measure in units.
Okay, so if a person is taking TA-65, is it possible that they can get all the benefits they need from a single capsule, or do they have to take multiple capsules a day?
Well, we started out with, we had one size fits all, it was four capsules a day. And then we noticed from some testing that we had done that even one capsule had really good benefits. So now we have three dose sizes that we recommend: one capsule a day, two capsules, or four. And four capsules is better than two, and two is better than one. But four capsules is not four times better than one. One is pretty good, but it's not four times better to take four, so it's better. And so you get a lot of benefit from taking one capsule a day. We recommend that young people take only one capsule. What's a young person in this case? Say 40
54?
To 54.
Oh, I think I say 54 like me.
you're on the cusp there where maybe you're going on to middle age where you want to take two capsules a day. And older people that are 65 or 70 and older, we recommend taking the four capsules a day. And the best, and the other, that these are just rough guidelines, but if you know that in your life you've had a lot of stress, then your telomeres are short. And that stress could be emotional stress. They've done studies that show that women with Down syndrome children, that they have a lot more stress in their life than they say their twin sister who doesn't, and their telomeres are shorter. If you have diseases, your telomeres are shorter than if you were well. If you live in a polluted environment, your telomeres are shorter. So if you had a lot of stress, of any kind of stress in your life, you might want to take more than what you think for your age.
Okay, and let's talk about that. Let's use myself as an example. I have had a lot of stress in my life over the past, let's say, 5 years. A couple years ago, the stress started to wane. If I wanted to use TA-65 and approach it from, okay, I'm going to use a therapeutic dose for a short period of time so that I can really ramp up and maybe even extend the length, instead of protecting the length, extend the length of my telomeres and actually do a little reversal of the cellular damage that I've had. What would I take and for how long if I wanted to go at it that way and then go back to like a maintenance dose after that?
Well, I don't have hard facts on this, to be honest with you, but I would take the full dose of four pills a day and then maybe drop back after, say, a year to two or even one pill. One pill is a good maintenance dose for people that are on a budget, because TA-65, unfortunately, is such a rare molecule that the product's expensive, and not everybody can afford to take four pills a day. Now, I personally take eight a day, and as far as I know, I'm the only healthy person that's taking eight a day. In other words, I'm not taking eight
have you been taking eight a day for now, Noel?
Only for the last two or three months. I wanted to see if I could get benefits from it, and I also wanted to see if there could be any harm in it before that we would ever recommend this to other people. I'm always the first one to increase the dose.
Now, how long? Okay, so let's back up for a second. How long have you been taking TA-65 for as a supplement, regardless of dose size? How long?
5 years.
Okay.
The first, yeah.
Five and
years.
Over those 5 years, what was your normal dose? Were you taking four a day, two a day? What were you taking?
Well, it started out because smaller, and the pills weren't even the same size, because we wanted to prove the safety. And but I always took the highest dose, and then we worked it up to four pills a day. So I've been taking four pills day for the last 3 or 4 years.
Now, have you had? And I know that they can test now for telomere length, correct?
That's right. And I meant to say earlier, and I didn't. Another way to decide what dose you should have, actually the best way, is measure your telomeres and see whether they're long or short for a person of your age. And if you're 30 years old and you've got abnormally short telomeres, you ought to do something about it. Matter of fact, our youngest person started taking TA65 at age 25. This was a woman that had a huge amount of stress in her life from illness and emotional stress, and she was had her telomeres measured, and they were the length of a 55-year-old.
Wow.
And so she's taking a TA65. So if you've measured your telomeres, then they're short, then you really ought to be doing something about it, because telomere measurement tells you really your lifespan.
Yeah, it tells you your biological age as opposed to your chronological age, which obviously there could be a lot of diversity between those two numbers. How much does it cost if I wanted to have my telomeres measured now, and then I wanted to up my dose for 6 months and have them measured again? Would that be a realistic quest, or do you need longer time, and what does it cost to have telomere length tested?
You can do what you just said. If money is no object, you'd do it in 6 months, but I would recommend a year, because you know, it took us a long time to get old, and we're not getting young overnight either. So the best telomere test is a new test that's done in Spain, but you can have it done here in America, where you send the blood to Florida and they'll freeze it and send it on to Spain. And I believe that costs $700 plus whatever your doctor might charge for his consultation. That's the best test, because it measures both the mean or average telomere length, and much, much more importantly, it measures the number of short telomeres. And let me explain that, because it's really worth explaining.
Please.
Short telomeres are what the problem is, not your average length of telomeres. It only takes one short telomere out of those 92 to signal a cell to become senescent or to die or to go into crisis. So it's like a chain. With those 92 telomeres in a cell, imagine a 92-link chain. And the average strength of that chain is real strong, but it's got one weak link, it just breaks like it was nothing.
Right.
Same thing. You can have, so your average telomere length is not what you want to know. It's the shortest.
Shortest one, right, yeah. Exactly. Okay, so
this is the only test that measures that right now, and that's the one we would recommend.
Now, have you had your telomeres tested using this method?
I have, and
have you seen progress since you've been using the product?
Yeah, I have seen my telomere the number of short telomeres come down to that of a 20-year-old, and I've also had a recent bone density test that showed my spine bone density to be that of a 20-year-old, and I started out with osteopenia being the stage before you get to osteoporosis.
Right.
So I'm seeing people ask me, what's done for you? Well, I can tell you my shortest telomeres have gotten longer. My bone density has gotten stronger. My immune system has been rejuvenated. My eyesight has gotten better. I've had to change my glasses. My prescription was too strong before. Now, the bad news though is on my eyesight, I still have to wear glasses. It wasn't a miracle.
It's not going to correct anomalies in the eye that were there from birth. Obviously, it's not going to do that. But what it'll do is just bring it back to what it was like when you were younger.
Well, it helps, and all this is varies from person to person. There's some people that have thrown away their glasses because of telomere sickness,
and they probably had milder corrections going on for their glasses.
Probably,
and I would imagine that people who become presbyopic, where the eyes become rigid, the lenses become rigid with age. I have a feeling that the need for reading glasses probably may be an easy one to accomplish, getting rid of, than like correcting an asymmetry or an aspheric cornea or something like that. So,
oh yeah, you wouldn't correct that,
right.
And also, I've got to say that everybody is different, and there are are some people that get absolutely no benefit to their eyes from a telomerase activator. So you know, everybody's metabolism is different, and the effects are can be different. So.
Yes. But as far as your testing goes, which obviously that's where the rubber meets the road, you've seen your shortest telomeres get longer to the point where they would be for a 20-year-old, correct?
That's right.
And that's
right.
Pretty impressive right there. I mean, that is really amazing. It makes me want to take more. It makes me want to have my telomeres tested also. Okay, we have to take our last commercial break. We're talking with Noel Patton. He's the founder of TA Sciences. You can learn more about TA Sciences by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the TA65 banner ad. Listen, I know that we are all inundated with supplement costs and things that we have to have. But really, 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 this is one that you have to have, in my humble opinion, especially if you're a little bit older. If you can reverse the length of your telomeres, you can improve your quality of life all around, whether you get to throw your glasses away or not. You're going to stave off age-related disease, and that is really what anti-aging is about. It's not about looking good and chasing young women. It's about not developing these diseases and having a full life where you will have robust health and you're in gear for your entire life that you're here. So check out TA65. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more. Most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I got to tell you something. We talked on Friday during Casual Friday. Elisa Profumo talked about this physician who is nothing more than a shill for the medical orthodoxy in the UK, who's saying that they want to put statin drugs in the water. They want to give statin drugs to everybody. They want to do this day. They want to do that. You know what? This government should be finding a way to give a product like TA65 to everybody, because we are bombarded by things that shorten our telomeres. The country is in dire stress all the time right now. People are losing their jobs, trying to find work, raising a family. We are awash in a chemical assault that the FDA says, well, a little bit won't hurt you. Well, guess what? It does hurt you. We know the cat is out of the bag on alcohol now. It mutates DNA so that in the way that causes DNA to create cancers. We do so many things that are designed to speed the aging process. You know, high carbohydrate consumption, sugar consumption. We've done that. We did the shows 5 years ago about the linkage between glucose signaling and cellular aging. So as a society, as a population, as a civilization, we do so many things that herald aging faster. Here's something that actually slows down aging. And in some cases, for those who haven't done so much irreparable damage, may actually reverse aging. Why isn't the government rushing to give this to everybody? Now, I know why. You mentioned earlier, Noel, that there really isn't that much to go around, right?
Yeah, that's the unfortunate thing. While the molecule comes from a plant, it's the astragalus plant, which is a very popular TCM, traditional Chinese medicine. This astragalus plant has been used in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years, documented use, and it's the second most popular Chinese medicine today. But the molecule, the TA65 molecule, comes from the astragalus plant, but it's very, very rare. It's something like 0.001%. I mean, it's unbelievable how rare it is, and that's why it's so expensive. So there's there's a lot of astragalus grown in China, there's not enough grown to feed the whole world population with enough of this molecule to reverse the aging process in cells. And it can't be synthesized, at least not yet effectively. There's no cheap way to make it.
I want to ask you the question in a moment to talk about telomere measurement. There was something else that you want to bring to the table, but before we go there, I want to ask you one other question. I noticed about a year ago, on the heels of all of this great research that you guys were doing about the telomerase activation, there were companies that were actually trying to sell telomerase injectable or liposomal and so on, but they quickly disappeared. And I spoke to Dr. Peter Rouse about this, and he said to me that taking telomerase directly does not affect cellular senescence. It has to be manufactured in the cell. Is that accurate?
That's absolutely right. Those people that were saying that were pure charlatans and snake oil people. You can't inject or take telomerase. The half-life is too short. By the time it'd be totally expired by the time you ever put it in your body. But besides the point that you made, it wouldn't matter if you put good telomerase into your bloodstream. It won't do any good there. Telomerase is only made in the cell. where you have, and you have to activate the gene in that particular cell to activate the enzyme, which then regrows the ends of the chromosomes, the telomeres in that cell.
Right.
So you're absolutely right. Telomerase is only manufactured in the cell, and it's only manufactured by your own genetic makeup. But you got to turn on that it's called the HTERT gene. H is for human, and then TERT, T-E-R-T. That's the gene that, when activated, causes the enzyme telomerase to be present. And that gene is normally turned off in almost all of our cells.
Okay, now let's talk about telomere length in the cells for a moment. You wanted to discuss telomere length at birth and forward and how this occurs.
Oh, yeah, I just mentioned it, why the measurement is important. Your telomeres are your longest at conception. That's where there's one cell, that embryo, and you've got really long telomeres, and they're measured in base pairs of nucleotides. Anyway, base pairs. And they're about 15,000 base pairs long at conception. Well, that single embryo divides millions, in fact, billions of times before the baby is born 9 months later. So remember I said that every time a cell divides, telomeres get shorter. So by the time that the baby's born, that 15,000 base pairs is now down to about 10,000 base pairs. And then as we grow older, the process keeps going on. And then when they get down to about 3,000 or 4,000 base pairs, which is when you're an old person, then the cell can't replicate anymore, can't divide anymore, and the cell becomes senescent and it dies. And the theoretical limit to a human lifespan is about 120 years. So if we cured every disease known to mankind, we'd still all die at 120 because our cells just wouldn't function anymore because the telomeres got too short.
Well, you know, and it's funny you should raise this, because this is a new area of interest of mine. If we did everything right, what would be the final thing that would stop us from living? And it comes down to heart failure. That's why I've been doing a lot of research about stem cells, telomeres, and cardiomyocytes, and my interest in switching on neonatal genes in the heart. Because the heart actually has the ability to keep regenerating. But at some point in time, the signals to the neonatal genes shuts down and the heart doesn't repair itself anymore. But in theory, if you did everything right, kept your telomeres as long as possible and cells replicated with perfect precision, the thing that would stop you from continuing to live is that your heart would run out of gas. You would basically die of heart failure. That is if you did everything right. And so I believe strongly, and I am not accredited, I've said it plenty of times, there's no letters after my name, but I have to believe that a combination of therapies, including a telomerase activator like TA65, can prolong heart function as well. And the research that I've read, I have a fantastic book called Molecules, Methods, and Target Treatments that was produced through a symposium. It's about 350 pages long. It discusses research and has scientific comments. As far as I'm concerned, switching on those genes in the heart, which apparently is possible to do through activation of stem cells, is an important part of living longer. And I believe that TA65 is part of the prescription. That's my humble opinion.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. Stem cells have some telomerase activation. Most somatic cells, that means most body cells, like your muscle cells and so on, they don't have any telomerase activated. But stem cells have some, and that's why they can continue to make new cells. But stem cells also, over time, their telomeres get short, and then they don't work anymore. So if you can get the telomerase activated back in stem cells, heart stem cells or others, you're going to enhance the capacity to keep that organ younger.
You know, I keep saying this on the show, Noel. You know, we don't have stem cells in various areas of our body. so that some UCLA scientists can extract them, grow them in a petri dish, and then reinsert them in us. They are there as part of the repair kit for organs and processes. But getting them to differentiate and keeping them alive long enough and getting the mechanisms triggered that allow your body to repair itself is where the magic is in living long. And I discovered the importance of telomerase activation in stem cells when I was reading this research. The other thing that's important is the differentiation capabilities that occur from having adequate amounts of real vitamin A in your body, which, by the way, is depleted by so many things that occur in the natural diet of Americans today. These are different components of something that says to the body, you can repair yourself if you have to. And something that we did when we were young very efficiently. And you have to ask the question, why aren't we doing it when we're older? Those stem cells are there. Why are they not differentiating? Why are they not being deployed? Why are they not surviving long enough to be deployed? These are the answers that people need to seek when they seek optimal long-term health.
Well, it's a combination of just the wear and tear of life. Everybody should lead a healthy lifestyle, and we all know what that means, and most of us don't do a real good job at it, and some of us do. There are some people who have a beautiful diet, they have no stress, maybe they're a Tibetan monk or whatever, and they breathe clean, fresh air, but you'll notice that even those people die from old age. So what's going on? What's going on is your telomeres are shortening, and there is oxidative stress, and there are other things that are happening. But you've got to do something to keep these telomeres from shortening if you want to extend your health span or your lifespan.
Yeah, absolutely. You can learn more about TA65 by going to superhumanradio.com. There are a couple TA65 banner ads. As pointed out by Noel, it is not an inexpensive supplement. So don't be shocked when you see the pricing. But keep in mind that a single bottle is designed to last 90 days for someone who just takes one capsule a day, which was pointed out earlier in the discussion, that quite often that is an adequate amount. But the only way to really know this is to test. I hope someone comes up, Noel. I hope that as the interest in telomere length increases, that the cost of testing comes down. Because obviously preventive medicine is not covered by Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield, unfortunately.
You know, I think you'll see the telomere testing pricing come down over the years. Matter of fact, I think it'll be commonplace like testing for cholesterol, because it's more important to know your telomere length than your cholesterol. Cholesterol only relates to your heart disease. Telomere length relates to all the diseases of aging.
Yeah. No, that's a really, really good point. Maybe the insurance companies will get wise and they'll start testing for it. That would be a better risk assessment, in my humble opinion.
I agree, and I think it will come to that. You know, all these things, just like flat screen TVs, they come down in price over the years. You know?
Yeah. Listen, Noel, I want to thank you for both being on the show today and accommodating me on getting the show started late today. I really appreciate it.
Listen, it's my pleasure to be here, and any time you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. And we encourage your listeners to contact us at TA Sciences. By the way, if you can't hear what we're saying, TA stands for telomerase activation, and some other people have a hard time remembering that there's that TNA that you hear about on TV. That's an easy way to remember it.
And you know what? If you have questions about TA65 or telomerase activation, send them to onair@superhumanradio.com, and we'll have Noel back on to answer them. How does that sound, Noel?
Hey, that's great. I'm available anytime.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye now.
Okay, so there you have it. Very, very important discussion. It really, really is. Keeping your telomeres long and healthy will help keep you healthy and live long. Thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio today. Again, congratulations to Aaron and Darielle Singerman for the birth of their new baby. Asher Charles Singerman, welcome to the world, buddy. And we will see you tomorrow. Tomorrow's Tuesday. We will have an installment of the Blueprint Power Hour. We're going to have a 60-plus-year-old guy on tomorrow, too, joining us, who epitomizes some of the things we're talking about today. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.